I want to read to you tonight is this, okay? It's from Matthew 12, 1 through 8. At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath, and his disciples were hungry, and began to pluck the heads of grain to eat. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath." Then he said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he was hungry? He and those who were with him, how he entered the house of God and ate the showbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, nor for those who were with him, but only for the priest. Or you have not read the law that on the Sabbath the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath are blameless. But I say to you that in this place there is one greater than the temple. But if you had known what this means, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." On Sunday, we will again take red hats into the chapel. And I can't impress upon you enough that we often get distorted what we are doing here, okay? And what we are doing is attempting to walk closer to the Lord in our lives. That's why you're here, okay? And it doesn't mean that to walk closer to the Lord in your life that you have to be what we call, religious, okay? That you have to walk around, showing everybody that you've got garb on, that you read a prayer book and you walk around like this and all that, because most of you don't do that anyways. So I don't really have to worry about that part of it. Praise God. But there are people who do think that. And there are people who have a stumbling, there's a stumbling block in them because of the spirit of religion that prevails, that comes from this. Okay? And the Holy Spirit is trying to teach us that that is not what this is all about at all, okay? This is about moving towards the Lord and all of these things that you do in your life, okay, are just some outward, expressions or reminders of what God has already accomplished and is accomplishing in your life, okay? For every one of your articles means something. Every one of the things that you do means something. Your prayer book means something. Obviously, all of that. And why he's doing that is he's trying to show you that there is a difference between the world and the kingdom of God. Okay? There's a difference between the world and the kingdom of God. And people out there just cannot understand that because they're so bogged down and caught in what we call the spirit of religion. And so one of the things that the Master did himself, Jesus did himself, when he walked this earth, when you begin to get the word behind you here, is you find out how Jesus began to enlighten the people about that spirit of religion. Okay? Now, here is an example in this story tonight. One of the laws, one of the Ten Commandments was to keep holy the Sabbath day. Okay? And then, after that was given, years and years and years, thousands of years go by, and there's volumes and volumes of booklets. What does it mean to keep the Sabbath day? Okay. And it got so crazy that you couldn't move, any kind of work, anything looked like work, you were in jeopardy, you would be shunned, whole kind of stuff like that went on like that. And people would just get so filled with guilt because they weren't following all the laws, all the policies, the procedures that pertain to what it meant to be able to keep holy the Sabbath day. So Jesus appears on the scene. And he goes on the Sabbath day into the grain fields because his disciples, he says, were hungry. Okay. So first of all, the grain field, and he goes and he grabs the grain and he pulls off the grain, and does this with it, to make the food as that's going to be eaten when you walk into the grain fields. That grain, okay, is symbolic of what God would prophetically do in our lives, you know, in the future times, that God is coming to feed our minds, okay? Because if you are a student of the Lord, you are hungry. You're hungry for the Word of God. And the Lord wants to give you His Word. And so He set up on this day when these Sadducees and Pharisees who were watching Him and His disciples Himself who were so steeped in law were going to take a look and say, what is Jesus doing going against His own law on the Sabbath day? That's what they felt. Okay, He was going in and doing something that they said was work on that day. So Jesus fires back and says, have you not read what David did when he was hungry on the Sabbath day? He went into the temple. And he went to the altar of showbread in the Holy of Holies, where there were 12 loaves of bread. And he asked the priest to give him those holy bread because his men were hungry. And the priest did it. Why did the priest do it? That's what he's saying. Why did the priest do it? And then he went on further to say, even the priests themselves profane the Sabbath day because they work on the Sabbath day. They take care of all of it. So where are you going with this? So Jesus begins to show us what took place when the priest gave David the shepherd. There is a law that supersedes the Sabbath day. And I'm coming to it in a moment. First, I want to tell you a little story. There's an old Jewish story out of Talmudim that says this. If the rabbi who was the rabbi, is going past a carpenter on the Sabbath day to the synagogue, and he sees the carpenter up on the ladder, should the carpenter come down to greet the rabbi, or should the rabbi stand up there and greet the carpenter? And the answer is that the rabbi should greet the carpenter and go on his way, even on the Sabbath. Jesus said, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath day? So, where we're coming to is, there is one thing that the Holy Spirit is trying to show religion, and that is there's something called human needs. Legitimate human needs. And that is the thing that Jesus came to teach us. That a legitimate human need supersedes the law of the Sabbath, in which they got all crazy about putting human conditions on people, making them feel guilty. So what is the worst thing that the spirit of religion does? How does the spirit of religion cause evil? When you tell people, just using this law, that you have to be here on the Sabbath day, and you can't work on the Sabbath day. When people, you start putting guilt on people because they have not made it their choice to come where you are on that day. The guilt that you place in them is worse than anything. That's what the Lord teaches us. He goes further to say to us, you can't walk by someone who is in need. In human need. In legitimate human need. Now there's a lot of preference need out there, as we've been teaching, okay? But when a man's got to work for his family on Sunday, so in order to pay the bills down, that's a legitimate human need. It's a bit different than a man just deciding, well, I think I'll just wash my windows today in the house, and rather than going and worshiping the Lord. Legitimate human need. Look at how the Lord has put us in a position to be blessed by. Is there not a legitimate human need in all these orphans, these poor people that we work and work hard for? Is there not? Is that a higher thing oftentimes? There a legitimate human need to keep God's place in order? A lot of people will come to you and say, that it's more important that you parade yourself around looking holy with your book, singing a lot of songs, and yes, it has its part. Don't keep your vow, then God's going to spew you out. Boom. God knew you wouldn't keep your vow. And if you want to know the truth about vows, it's not that you are keeping them, but they are keeping you. They are keeping you from a multitude of junk. Rulers of darkness. Powers and principalities. Things of unseen. Your vows keep you. And every one of those who are coming in, God is taking and using it now to keep them away from a spirit of guilt not religion. It's the gift of God to keep you protected in the kingdom of God against forces of unseen nature. That wasn't more than 15 minutes, was it? Lord, we thank you and we bless you. We just give you glory tonight. You are awesome. What can we say? We didn't even know what we were doing. But yet, we stood out in faith, and that's just the way you want it to be. Because your kingdom is built in faith, Lord. Do we believe it's you? Yes. Do we honor you this night? Yes. We're here for you tonight because you called us to be. You called us to make a break in the middle of our week. Stop. And remember who you are and what's keeping you in your life. Your vow. You brides, it's the vow that's keeping you tonight. It's that vow that strengthens you and shows you the need of the brother and sister that is around you. The needs of those in whom they carry in here with. The intercession